Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think it's a devil's tongue, you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You're here with me and handle my business.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you know what I'm talking
every chance you get.
You are
every
minute. It's a joke.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am Host B. Right here on RPM. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Freedom of Speech Social Network. TLBTalk.com. All right. Let's get into the show. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us. All right. So, First off, I want to apologize to everybody that's still listening to the show. There's been several missed shows here and several replays. I'm here. It's not my doing, but we're having some adjustments made at the station. It's not within my control, but anyways, I am here live right now. So let's go ahead and jump into the show. It was kind of weird. I was going to do tonight's show. Oh, man. Well, okay, as you guys might know, I've got some chronic neck pain. Excuse me. And some stuff, a couple herniated discs, stuff was not able to take care of while I'm here in Poland. It's just, with the insurance here, it's terrible. I was on a 2-year waiting period, and then at the end of that period, when I was finally going to go see a specialist, COVID hit. Boom. And then it's like just having to deal with this chronic issue, chronic pain for a very long time. However, it's not just an injury. It becomes a series of problems. When you have an injury like this, a series of problems. Because when you have an injury like this, it's the nerve endings, you know? The nerve endings, they get tired sometimes. They get tired of hurting themselves. They get tired of tensing my muscles, so everything gets loose. Everything is super tight, depending. It's almost like having arthritis. And then from there, the nerves that go up into the skull, which can cause migraines after migraines. And, you know, it's just, I deal with this kind of stuff. And when I was having the wisdom tooth stuff, oh my God, those two pains combined together, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But that's another reason why I'm coming back to the States. The insurance will actually treat me better over there. I can actually get something done. And I'll get the surgery that I need. But, oh boy. Talking about the medications. I've got a medication that will pretty much take care of the pain. It'll knock it out. But it's an entirely different pain whenever you get that migraine. For some reason, my pain medication works from the neck down. So, oh wow. I had a record-breaking migraine earlier, and luckily for me, Little Miss had a couple ibuprofens for me, and boom, killed that migraine. So I'm here. I'm here today, guys. Nothing holding me back. I know it's probably a little bit more information than you needed, but I'm an open book. I don't want to be one of those guys with mysterious illness and just an a-hole that just doesn't be looked at as the a-hole that just doesn't show up to a show because it doesn't feel like it. Whatever. Yeah. No, my situation is pretty bad. It's been like this for years. But anyhow, yes, I've been wanting to do a live show here for quite some time. Now that I'm here, I would definitely like to say, hey, if you guys want to call in, you want to talk, you want to chat about anything that's going on, I'm pretty sure there's a few things going on right now that you guys want to talk about, we can do that. So, anyways, let's get deeper into the show here. I will cover some little current little news nuggets here, and then I want to get into Trump. I want to get into what's going on with him. We've got some legal eagle stuff that I want to share with you guys. If you guys don't know what Legal Eagle is, he's one of these prominent lawyers who are YouTubers as well and cover issues and basically turn any legal situation, it translates it into anything that the layman can understand. This guy's pretty, it's from his point of view and how he would do things and his perspective as a lawyer, which is fine. It's not so textbook as, you know, you're sitting in a college dorm looking at a law professor. But quite enjoyable. But yeah, we will get into that. First, though, I want to talk about, so I don't know if you guys have heard, but there is someone following Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is followed around by a cereal pooper at the opera. you are probably wondering, what the hell does that mean? Hillary Clinton has been hanging out with her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, which, sidebar, I'm so happy for Chelsea Clinton. She's looking better and better as she ages. Oh, boy. Anyways, there is a individual that is leaving turds on the ground, on the floor, wherever she sits. And it is freaking hilarious. Well, okay, so it's probably, you guys are thinking, wow, that's really juvenile. But, I mean, what else are you going to do? You can't punch the woman. You can't assault her. You can't kill her. If you don't want to break the law, you don't want to be doing any of this stuff. So this is like being targeted. Somebody come around you, annoying you, and doing something that absolutely just is unacceptable socially. But it doesn't seem like there's anybody can do. Nothing that anybody can actually is admitting to doing. Nobody's caught this person. So, I think that's freaking hilarious. It's like that South Park thing. having a choice between crap and a turd sandwich. So whoever's following her is letting her know she literally is a freaking turd. Oh boy, Mike, forget that last thing I put into the chat. That's not what I was trying to do. Yeah, my Skype is laggy as all hell. Anyways, I think that's funny. That's a way of protesting right there. Like, we don't want you. Get office. We don't want you in politics. You're a turd. See, that's that creative stuff. I always say there's ways of fighting the system. There are ways to do it. You don't have to have a gun necessarily. You don't have to have mass protests necessarily. But I think these politicians would get the point if they showed up in public and everybody lobs a turd at them. I would love to see Hillary Clinton covered in feces. There's no way in hell someone is going to be elected to office after being covered in feces. Imagine getting just wailed on by hard, crusty turds and some wet ones too, splattering on her, showing her what she is. She'd be too embarrassed to come out in public ever again. Well, you're going to be known as the turd president? Your turd presidency? She's going to have fecal jokes that are going to surround her for the rest of her life. Nobody would respect her. I mean, that is an easy way to vote somebody at office. Dump them in fecal matter. Let them know how we feel. That's a hell of a way to vote, I think. Anyways, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. So, George Santos, right? He's the fraudster. You guys know him, right? Congressman, fraudster. Well, he has claimed not to actually have been a criminal, or is a criminal, or never will be a criminal. He's not a fugitive of any government. None. So he claims. But it turns out that George Santos really was a fugitive from the Brazilian government. Apparently, he frauded some clothing retailer out of $1,300 worth of clothes. Stole $1,300 worth of clothing. And so the Brazilian government had a warrant out for him. Can you imagine another government having a warrant out for one of our politicians? That's got to be a first. That's got to be a first. Not that that shouldn't happen more often. China should have a warrant out for Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden as well. With his improper dealings with the Chinese government. That's definitely the way it should be, if you ask me. What else we have happening? This one makes me mad. You know what? I'm gonna save that for later. Let's skip on to the next one here. Mike Tyson picks up internet sensation Hezbollah and kisses him, treating him like a toddler. Of course, Mike Tyson did not who the internet personality was when he did this. Can you imagine? there's no video of it. Not that I know of. But it's adorable within itself, I think. Yeah. Mike Tyson, you know, people think of him as a half-wit. Even though Mike Tyson's a very intelligent guy. More than anything, he's wise. He's wise within his years. The man's been through a lot of stuff. The man's been through a lot of things that none of us have. He's had a very unique life. And I greatly respect Mike Tyson. He's not a IT professional. But he's very wise. I would definitely, you know, he'd be somebody I would ask advice. If I was going through a hard situation in life, yeah, I'd ask him for his advice. Why not? I think anything he would say could be very valuable, even if it seems to be very simple. Sometimes wisdom translates into common. A lot of people don't have common sense. All right, that's the music. I'll come back with some more news, and then we will hit the phone lines. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
When I was a little steady, oh, I used to be the champion. Oh, oh, I always wonder when I will be the number one. When I was a little steady, oh, I used to be the champion.
Yes, we are back. All right, this is our little short segment here. I know we got people on the phone line, so after the next commercial break, we'll get to those calls. But I want to finish the little news clippets that I have here that I think are just outrageous. All right, so we have Afro Man. Now, you guys remember when I covered Afro Man, his home being raided by Adams County Police up in Ohio? You know, there's a lot of black persecution going on up in Ohio. I don't know what it is about Ohio. I think it's because we're reverse gentrifying, or we're doing our own gentrification of Ohio. It's all the anybody with money. Anybody who's black with money is going up there and buying up property left and right. So I think there's a little backlash from the police. You know, that's my personal opinion. Why they're killing and beating blacks up in Ohio. But anyways, I covered a story not too long ago about Afro Man. He lives in Adams County, Ohio. And police have been breaking into his home and stealing stuff. Just breaking into his home and stealing stuff. You know, what do you do in that scenario? You can't call the police and report the robbery, right? So what he has done is put up some cameras in every room of his house. He's got surveillance all over his property. The next time they came to the raid, they came with a warrant, kicked down the door, destroyed, you know, a lot of his property, stole some of his money, and they had no idea that they were being watched. Well, I mean, Afro Man's wife was there. She had her cell phone footage, but they weren't worried about that because they made her go away. She was not in these rooms that they searched. They kept pushing her around. But what was on the surveillance was funny. You know, you got the fat pigs that were trying to eat that lemon pound cake. You had the cops searching all of his suits, which they stole $600 out of one of the pockets of the suit that they didn't report. That's on camera. And so Afro Man, he actually recorded all this and made music videos out of the footage. So Adams County Sheriff's Department, there are four of the cops, are complaining about invasion of privacy, and they're seeking $25,000 each in a lawsuit against Afro Man. I hope, and this is ridiculous. As a police officer, you can get recorded on the streets. You have no expectations as a police officer to have privacy while you're on your job. None. No expectations. Especially when you're in somebody else's property doing the criminal things that they're doing. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Can you believe it? I hope not only does this suit get dropped, but I hope he countersues damages to his home for the money that was stolen. If that goes through, somebody's going to get fired. Yeah, these cops are recognized around Adams County. Hey, aren't you that guy from the Afro Man commercial? I mean, music video? Yeah. They're getting clowned. They're getting disrespected. Because they got made an example out of. Now they want to retaliate. And what have I been suggesting to people ever since I joined this network? Counter surveillance. These people want to surveillance you? You surveillance them right back. What happens when you surveillance the police right back? Oh, you catch them doing criminal stuff. All right, guys. That was our short segment. Stay tuned for long segment.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I know we got people on the phone lines. Let me finish up a couple of items here. We have what's called Sharkgate. Yeah, the predator that swims in the ocean, shark. Sharkgate. Scientists claims rare shark in a photo is actually just a plastic toy. The photo was an alleged goblin shark from the Mediterranean Sea, was re-examined by a suspicious marine biologist. Yeah. It's funny whenever, you know, we're talking about this AI and impersonations and things like that, but we have seen how effective fake news can be through fake archaeology and fake marine biology. You'd think you'd be able as a professional, as a pro, to be able to discern. Now, I know, don't get me wrong, toys are very realistic these days, but I think there's some tell-all symptoms between something that's real or fake. Decomposition, coloration, these sort of things. So, yeah, that's our world of science right now. They're scratching their heads. Can't tell the difference between a toy and the real thing. All right, last item I've got for you guys. So, I'm laughing. I probably shouldn't be laughing, but there was a sniper. There was going to be another shooter during the Buffalo St. Patrick's Day parade. It didn't happen. Why? Why didn't it happen? So, the sniper rifle falls off the rooftop into a crowded area, four floors below, during the Buffalo's St. Patrick's Day parade. Just, whoops! Oh, there goes the sniper rifle. So, there's one shooting that has been botched because of someone's clumsiness. No, I don't think the guy was found that dropped the rifle. I don't think he was ever found. But that goes to show you. any of these events happening, somebody might be... You might get shot. My thing is, you know, why... This is how you know this is government op. This is government op. This is some Manchurian candidate. This is some targeted individual. Because, I mean, why... Why shoot at people? Why shoot at people that have nothing to do with anything? If I'm going to take the time to go up to a rooftop and shoot somebody, I'm going to shoot somebody important. Police captain, police commissioner, mayor, vice president, president, governor. If you've got problems with society, don't take it out on society. Take it out on the people who are controlling society. You know, this was even a gay pride parade. No, this was just your normal, traditional parade. You know it's a government shooter because they want normal people scared. They want normal people scared, too scared to come outside. They want normal people to feel as they do. Because politicians are too scared to come outside and be amongst the public because they're so corrupt. They know they are not any heroes of the people. They know they're criminals. They know they're corrupt. And they're scared that's going to fall back on them one day. Somebody's going to take them out. Somebody's going to vote them out of office by the barrel of a gun. They're afraid of us. So that's what's going on. They're flipping that back onto us so that we say, yeah, let's get rid of the guns. Hooray, hooray. guns are gone. Now these corrupt criminals can walk out in the open without fear or paranoia for being corrupt. I know there was the Presbyterian shooting in Nashville. We will talk about that soon. That's another government op as well. And I'll tell you why when we cover it. But anyways, those are all my little news updates there that I thought you guys might like. But let's get to the phone lines. And yes, people, if you want to call in and talk, let's talk. Don't call in the last 10 minutes of the show, last 20 minutes of the show. Call right now. You want to talk. But the more of you that call, the shorter I'll make the calls, and I will get to you, okay? All right, so let's go with Ali in Toronto. My brother, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, man?
Doing okay.
I'm glad you're back on the mic now.
Yes, well, I mean,
I hope you get better, and I'll pray so hard for you, because I hope everything will go with whatever they need to do, that you're going to be okay.
Yeah, when I get back to the States, everybody's complaining about the medical care in the States. I can tell you there are worse places in other countries around the planet than what we have in the States. Much worse.
No, but I wanted to get your opinion, because I don't know if you remember, but I told you last time that I'm going away finally to get out of this place, and I'll be gone for like a while, so I'm not going to be able to call in or anything, but I just wanted to tell you that there's a couple of subjects which I thought you may want to touch on, and firstly is about this
Hold on. Are you going on a road trip or something?
I'm leaving the country. I'm leaving Canada. I'm going to one of my favorite places, out to the Philippines.
Out to the Philippines. Okay.
I love Filipino women. But anyways, I don't want to get...
Well, you can still call. You can still... all you got to do is get Skype.
Oh, yeah. I'll try and call on Skype. I logged in the other day, but I didn't know if you were on because I didn't see a green thing or whatever, but...
Oh, my thing is never green. It always says invisible.
So, but then I'll just message you and tell you I'm on. But I wanted to tell you about how this other guy went. The beginning, the owner of Project Veritas, he went on his own mission as a new venture called under, I think, the James O'Keefe Project. And he went into these districts where all these voters gave donations, and he went to the places that gave the donations. People gave like over hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then he went to them and asked them, and they said, "Oh, I gave $5," because it's called Project Blue, and they're getting exposed where they're funneling all this illegal money. But that's a separate subject where you can maybe look into. The real reason why I did contact you to get your opinion was because what Colonel McGregor was saying about how Russia has pretty much taken over Bakhmut, that area, and how Zelensky is pretty much done. They don't even have bullets left anymore. But then I just heard on another interview with this other person, General Milley, and he's saying, "Oh, they're doing so good. Russia's losing so many forces, and Ukraine is doing so well, and they've defended the territory so good. They're going to take back the area." Then I was thinking in my head, hold on. How is this true when you keep sending more and more weapons? And then we talked briefly the last time I spoke with you about how Britain is now sending depleted uranium munitions to the people there. And you had advised me that, oh, that's when you know that you're a sore loser, because now you're going to infect the whole area, and people have deformed children because of how much radioactive materials will be in the area. That's another subject that I was hoping you would. And lastly, Because I know you have so many people, brother, and I have so many. Like I always say to you, but I respect you so much because you're one of the best speakers on this network. And please don't get me wrong, there is so many other good speakers, but you're the, you keep it real, you know what I mean? And
That's what I try to do, keep it real.
Yeah, exactly. And another subject as well, sorry, I sent you some tracks. I don't know if you were able to last weekend, because you said you look at songs on the weekend. I sent you that track by EPMD. And I was hoping if you would review it because it would be a good track for you to play on your show. And lastly, I wanted to tell you was to get your opinion about this situation in Ukraine now, whether it's true or not. And lastly, was I heard in 3 days they're about to introduce the digital currency for the Federal Reserve, because now what's happening is that China, Russia, and the other BRICS nations are just going to, they're dumping the dollar. And this isn't even including Saudi Arabia, who has always depended on the U.S. to defend them. But now, this is my prediction, and I could be wrong because of the new agreement between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And I'm pretty sure Iran is going to tell them, get out of Yemen, because they're looting and this is like a Vietnam War to Saudi, because they're losing. Yemen is just keep attacking through drones inside Saudi, and they're not talking about it, because before they sent the drones and attacked Aramco, which is their main oil facility. And the question to you on that subject was that, A, we had spoken about this previously, but about the cashless society. So now they're trying to prepare America for the cashless society with the introduction of the digital dollar currency through the Federal Reserve.
I'm going to tell you. Well, I'm going to tell you there's going to be major pushback onto that. Okay? The way Americans are, it's like, oh, digital dollar, huh? Oh. Okay, we're going to buy gold. we're going to start doing more bartering. We're going to be very defiant of the digital dollar. Nobody trusts such thing, especially with all the scams that are going out there. I know the FBI has cracked down on hacking resources websites here recently. That's because they are probably paving the way for the digital currency. It's going to be something they're going to try out. It's definitely not going to be mandatory. It's just going to be one of those extra options, just like credit cards and debit cards became an extra way to pay. Cash is not going to go away, but they are paving the way for the digital dollar. And that means that they're going to have more control over your computer systems. Because if that is the case, there's going to be different pay waves and restrictions and locks on your software. You know, did you pay for this? Where's receipts for this? Receipts for that? Because there's a lot of hackers that, you know, there's stuff that, ways that people get hacked every day. Yeah, I spoke about this on a few shows ago. For example, like when you torrent something, you pirate some software. These days, it's not what you think it is. The program's usually absent, but you end up installing something that you didn't know. And what this thing is a program that runs scripts that steals your browser information, steals, you know, your email accounts, your social media accounts. It steals your wallets, your crypto wallets. It steals everything, any information that you have on your computer. Which is why I suggest that people, if you do any kind of sketchy stuff, do it on a clean computer that doesn't have any other logins or anything like that. Do it on a computer like that. I would actually really suggest people use virtual machines. Do all your sketchy stuff on virtual machines. I know it takes a powerful computer to run the virtual machines alongside your real system. If not, just get a spare computer. Do your sketchy stuff on the spare computer. But keep that away from your social or any online interaction computers. Keep those two things separate. Now, let me curve back here. And so that's why the feds are getting tight on the stuff. They most definitely want to introduce a digital currency. But however, that's only going to be a symptom of what's really going to happen. So what's really going to happen, there's going to be a rush for the global economic market. Okay, there's going to be a rush for control. That means NATO, okay, UN, they're going to be moving in and invading all the other countries in the world. There's more likely going to be false flag terrorism everywhere you look. So Africa is going to be flooded with CIA ops, okay, faking terrorism, especially in Uganda, that has now found, like, I don't know, what was it, $35 trillion worth of gold?
Oh, wow.
It's going to be the richest country in the world. and already, Russia, they're backing up the currency with gold. So, I mean, gold is going to be king here very soon. And so I really suggest all Americans buy gold. We have an advertiser. Go see our sponsor. Get that gold. Get that coin. And I would actually suggest that you get into the Russian, or, you know, whatever they're going to call their alliance. Get into their market. And claim your piece of their market as Americans, because that's the only way it's going to translate.
Okay, Brother V, okay. Just a quick question to you about the situation with Colonel McGregor and or General Milley. Who's telling the truth? Because Colonel McGregor was saying that they're finished now. They've already taken Bakhmut, that strategic area of Ukraine, over. And now, but then something I just heard on the controlled media, the fake news, oh, yeah, they've secured, their defense is so good, and they've destroyed Russia, and they've lost so many hundreds of thousands of forces. They don't know what to do. So I know that you have way more knowledge. That's what I thought. Let me get you before I leave, because I'm going to be leaving soon, like in the beginning of next month. And so I wanted to know what your opinion was, because you were always, like, on point, you know?
Well, the thing that America does, and you can't listen to Western media, because according to Western media, we're always winning. I mean, go as far as back as Vietnam. Oh, we're winning. We left out of place claiming victory, even though we got our butts handed to us. Okay. Like I said, it's a pretty clear indication that we're not winning when they start bringing in the depleted uranium. So even as they lose, as Russia wins, they don't want them to be able to utilize that land. And it's probably, tell you the truth, a good thing. Because there's supposed to be a barrier between, countries between Russia and NATO countries. We've actually violated that peace agreement. We violated it years ago. And Obama's administration, Obama had soldiers over there training Ukrainian soldiers, preparing for what's happening today. No, you know, history's being rewritten, right? History is going to show that Ukraine, I'm sorry, Russia invaded Ukraine. No. We started an occupation in Ukraine, which was not supposed to happen. And that's a fact that the government and the mainstream media is trying to keep us ignorant of. We violated. We weren't supposed to be over there at all. So this is defense by Russia. Russia is defending.
So my question to you was basically, because you see what's happening in Somalia now. They're trying to go after Somalia. Like, this is getting out of hand now.
They want to go out to Somalia because of the natural resources. They want to get that gas that's over there. They're claiming terrorism. There's terrorists over there. Oh, let's send the French Legionnaires. Let's send some American troops. Let's go secure that gas pipeline. We've seen the formula.
In your view now, in terms of what is happening in Ukraine, this is why I was trying to get a hold of you so badly, because I would love to know what you think now, because Poland is kind of saying that they're going to be sending troops, and it's going to become like, because there's no more soldiers left of Ukraine because of how many people have died now. So now they're going to have to put in all the NATO, all the, you know, wearing fake fake uniforms as if they're a part of the Ukrainian military, when it's really other mercenaries that are getting paid. So what is your opinion now? Because now it looks like it's getting really serious.
Well, if anybody, any country outside of Ukraine sends in troops on an official capacity, you know, they're saying, oh, we're going to send Polish troops. Oh, we're going to send, you know, French troops. It doesn't matter. Any other nation's troops go in there under a official capacity, it is now a world war. You know, this is why Russia is shaking hands with the Chinese Communist Party. This is why they're getting friendly with people in the Middle East. And tell you the truth, Afghanistan is starting to flex right now, because Afghanistan got all the vehicles and equipment. They got them all lined up. They have their cameras showing everything. They're flexing right now. So they may end up being an ally to the Russians. All right.
So you think this is going to be the war?
It could be. But my friend, we got to take this top of the hour break. Stay on the line if you want to talk some more.
Okay.
But we got to take this break.
All right. Could be shot on sight by
rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.